Let's check in with the twins. It's Twinning with Sissany.
All right. It is Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. Inauguration Day.
I know. It's a really big day for us to be doing a podcast.
Yes. Let's do our very patriotic Twinning with Sissany podcast. It is what it is. Hi, it's Sissany and producer Erica.
Hello.
Welcome to another ep brought to you by American Career College. When being your best matters. Very historical morning for the United States of America. Mm-hmm. Our 46th president was sworn in, Mr. Biden.
Yes.
And Kamala Harris, and the lady mispronounced her name.
Ah.
Super awk.
I know. But you know what?
It sounded like she was nervous when she was saying that. It's almost like she knew in her head. She was like, it's one way or the other. And then she messed it up. But it's like,
right. What'd she say?
She said Kamala.
Ah.
I know. That darn, also could be like an accent situation.
True.
Because I know people that like say Ariana and not Ariana.
Yes.
And it's just the way their accent is or whatever. So
who knows?
It is what it is.
I will admit. When they did the, I don't know, the people, what, walk out of the Capitol? Is that what they were walking out of?
Yeah.
And Kamala walked out in her purple suit. I teared up this morning. Yeah, and it's just Madam Vice President for the first time ever. And I was like, thank God. So.
Was she and Michelle Obama wearing purple?
Yes. And there is, I haven't done the research, but I know people, it's for a reason.
There's a significance to that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
It was awesome to watch. We caught bits and pieces of it because we were actually on the air.
Right.
So I couldn't watch with the sound on. So I'm literally IMing you guys. And I'm like, how's Lady Gaga? How does she sound?
Just kept saying, what are they singing?
I wanted to know what everybody was. Well, I knew Lady Gaga's doing the national anthem, but I'm like, I didn't know what J-Lo was going to sing. I didn't know what Garth was going to sing.
Right.
And then we finally aired Joe Biden's speech live on KISS. Mm-hmm. So I did get to hear that. But I recorded it, so I will go back and watch. But nonetheless, a very historical day. I left the TV on in the living room for the kids to watch it. And Michael sent me a video of them watching it.
Oh my gosh, cute.
In the living room. Yeah, so that was cute. I doubt they watched the whole thing, but it was just, you know, them looking up at the TV.
What makes you think 2.5-year-olds didn't watch the entire inauguration?
Well, my kids are like super advanced, so like, I don't know what you know about Max and Anissa. They have, there's a lot to talk about actually this past week.
Yeah.
With the two of them. Some new developments in the house.
What's been happening?
Well, they continue to like push each other's buttons. But I think that's just like,
that's all good siblings do.
I think that's just a sibling thing, right? So it's like, I really don't know like how long to let it go sometimes. But like just last night, Aza gave out a cry, and then we went over there. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, Maxon bit me. And I was like, Maxon, did you bite her? And he's like, no, she's lying. Like, it was like, and like, was she lying? Like, she didn't have a mark. And so
right.
I just don't know, like, what, who to believe sometimes.
That is tricky.
And so I was just like, I didn't yell at him or her, but I just said, don't let him bite you, Aza. Like, protect yourself. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of just said that.
You're like,
defend yourself.
Don't let him bite you and no lying.
Yeah, no
that's
lying.
All I know what to say. And Maxon, don't bite if that's what you're doing.
Exactly. And I was just like, pick your battles. Like, I'm tired. I don't need to be refereeing every single debate between the two of them because it's just nonstop. And it's nonstop with those two. I did notice that Aza doesn't want me to videotape her anymore.
That is so sad.
I know. It's like,
although,
what? I'm in charge here. No.
You posted a video last week, I think. And I remember you were videoing Maxon driving the little car.
Oh, yeah.
And she was totally trying to get you to videotape her.
Oh, she was doing like the break dancing. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is it like, the attention's not on her?
It is what it is. But like the other morning, she woke up before Maxon during like one of their naps. And I love this time because it's like I get alone time with one of them. And so we were just kind of just me and her in the living room, and she was acting so cute. She was just so giddy and smiley, and she had like that fresh, like swollen face from waking up from a nap, you know? She's like kind of groggy and her hair's all messed up. And she looked so cute, and she was just had the biggest smile on her face. And I was trying to take a picture of her, and as soon as I bring out my camera, she was like, "No, mommy, no phone, no phone." Hmm. And I was just like, "Why?" I was like, "Come on!" And so, and if I attempt like take a video of her dancing, sometimes she stops and doesn't dance anymore. But I guess if there's competition, if she sees that I'm taping Maxon now,
right,
she needs to get in on that. But she does like to watch it. So
that's so funny.
She like if I'm watching a video on my phone and she hears it, she'll run over and she'll want to watch what I'm watching.
Even if it's of her.
Even if it's Instagram stories, like of other people.
You mentioned the other day in show meeting that you actually went back and showed her and Max and I think videos of the day they were born.
Yeah, it was just her. It was that day. Okay. So it was that day we were just hanging out before while Maxine was still napping. And yeah, because she wanted to see that video that I took of her that she didn't want me to take of her. And then I was like, you want to see other videos? And so then I started showing her... you know, I was trying to like explain to them like how they were born. Like I was just like, you know, you were in mommy's tummy. Like, and they're just, they're, I mean, I don't think they get it, but they showed her pictures of me pregnant. And I was just like, you're in mommy's tummy right there. And she's just like, she understands. Like, I don't think it's like too confusing.
Right.
Like, I think it's very black and white for them. You know, it's like, okay, I was in mommy's tummy. Like, it's right. not like, a big
that's
deal.
That's just the truth of the world.
Yeah. And so, and then I started showing her pictures. And then I was like, oh my gosh, some of these are freaking graphic.
Like what?
Well, I don't know because it was just the camera roll. So we were just kind of like going like fast. And it's literally like, I don't know how Michael got these pictures because we had a, I had a C-section. So the curtain is up for a reason.
Yes.
And he freaking had put the camera over the curtain and is snapping away. And so there's pictures of them being like pulled out of my bloody stomach.
No, thank you.
So I, mean, I like
the,
had to
the
go
in childbirth. But.
Yeah, I had to go like really fast with this because they look like aliens. Like they're all covered in goo and blood and all. Like, this
you're like, I don't need to explain that. To
yeah,
her today.
This is like traumatic. So I like went really fast, and then there was the ones where they're all wrapped up and I'm like kissing them, and I was like, okay, look, here's Aza, and then here's Maxon. And
does she get that it's her?
Yeah, she knows. She can tell herself apart in baby pictures versus Maxon. It's really, yeah. It's in considering they both kind of looked identical when they were born, you know.
They were just kind of blobs, yeah.
I can't, honestly can't tell them apart in the pictures except for the fact of the order that they're in. Oh. And also, Aza was born with like a really red birthmark in between her eyebrows. And so it's, you know, it's just, and I have the same birthmark actually. But it goes away. So it's like they're called, what are they called? One of them are called angel kisses. I think I've talked about this before.
Yeah.
She has one in the back of her neck that's kind of still there. And that, I think that one's called, that one's called an angel kiss. And then the ones that are on your face are called stork bites or stork kiss. Oh, something gnarly. Oh, maybe the one on your back is a stork. Whatever. Who gives that?
That would make sense from
that makes sense, yeah. Right? Because the stork would... Okay. Anyway, really stupid
that's
conversation.
Actually how babies are brought into this world, isn't it?
So, anyways, I was with the doctor, which is like when she's around 3 years old, like it won't be as red, and it kind of went away within the first year, really.
But I was gonna say I would never.
You notice it,
it
sometimes, so she just like had that little mark, and that's only one of the true reasons I can like tell them apart in pictures.
Right.
And then also Maxon's lip is different, like in those pictures, like he's quivering in a different way than Aza. Anyways, so we saw those pictures and then we went to like and looked at videos of them kind of like just being like babies, like newborns.
Yeah.
And then that was it. We didn't go through like a lot, but she's like, when I was little, I was fascinated with home videos.
Oh, yeah.
I loved them. Like anytime I would stay home from school sick. Or faking that I was sick.
You would watch home videos?
I would watch The Price is Right. And I would watch home videos. Isn't that weird?
You know, did you have a lot of home videos of you in them? Oh. Because my parents gave up by the time I was around, I think.
It was the opposite. So my sister and my brother were born in the 70s. So they were different cameras. It wasn't like VHSs back then. It was like the ones you have to freaking put up to a projector. So that's the type of home videos that they have when they're babies. And my videos were VHSs, the ones that like you could just put right into the camera, take it out, and put that into the VCR. So it's very like easy. And so we just had like event after event. So it was like my birth, my first birthday, my second birthday, my third birthday, like all of them on VHS.
All documented.
Yeah. And so I loved watching it because it was like a documentary about my life, I guess.
Totally. Do you guys have stuff of Azad Max in like backed up?
I'm very disorganized with all that crap, and I wish that I was better at it. And given that I freaking have a degree in multimedia, graphic design, video editing, essentially, I'm ashamed that I have not. You know, our producer Mark, who works on the morning show with us, he makes a video every single year for his daughters. So like all those videos that you take for the entire year on your iPhone, he just like puts them into like an iMovie and then puts it up on to their private YouTube account, and now they have a whole year's worth. And I'm like, gosh, it's so, I'm like, I need to do that. So
now you're,
you would think that like, maybe, I don't know, being at home all the time during a pandemic, you'd have all the time in the world to get to something
like
that.
Yes, but then you also have two and a half year olds on top of it. So give yourself a little grace.
And like, I have different videos than Michael, and we need to combine them all. It just needs, I don't know.
You do.
The whole shared album thing is a great idea, but then we still have to like still like upload it to that shared album. Like we never do. We started it. We have like two pictures in there. So,
well,
if anybody's listening and like has a better idea of how to do that, let me know.
Just like a better process.
A better process or a better system.
Yeah.
I know there's apps. I know that I saw somebody on Shark Tank that was like, "Oh, you can upload your stuff to this app and it asks you a question every day and you answer it, and then they attach a video." And I don't know.
That seems like a lot. A question.
I know. I signed up for the app, and then all of a sudden it started sending me all these questions, and I got backed up and I hadn't answered like five questions. And I was like, oh, I hate this.
I'm done. That's too many questions. So,
yeah, that is a to do. I'm also behind on their journal that I was supposed to do. So I suck.
What journal?
It's not a journal. It's like a letter to them on every birthday.
Oh, you didn't do the second or?
So I was already behind. It's supposed to start the day they're born. So I was very behind on that. And so then I think I've done, you know what? They're right here. Stand by.
Okay. Wow, they're literally behind her desk.
I know. It's called Birthday Letters to My Baby. It's a beautiful book. And it opens up with a dedication. It says, you know, this one's for Aza. So it's for Aza Del Mar with love from mommy.
Okay.
And then the day you were born. So it just starts with that. So it's
okay.
So it's a letter. So I wrote this letter. I put May 2nd, 2018, but really it was not. And then I added some pictures.
Cute.
Of her being born. And then it has like a little like survey at the end of that. And it's like on the day you were born, and then you put the date, day of week, time of birth, almost like a baby book status.
Okay, cute.
Person who delivered you was Durka Durka. The people who you met first were daddy, nana, tata, grandma, grandpa, and all the way down. The weather was warm and sunny. The number one song was Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa, One Kiss.
You're kidding. It would be a Calvin Harris song.
What we did, we held you, we stared at you, we loved you immediately. I loved you even before that when you were in my belly. You made our lives so much better the minute you entered this world. I love you so much, Aza. And then it goes to the first birthday. So then you write a letter on the first birthday, and I clearly, that's where
so
I
you've
have stopped.
Started it, and you have post-it notes on it.
I have post-it notes that I wrote. Kind of like, it's so difficult because I'm like, okay, first birthday. So then do I just reflect back on the last year? And then do I write like what she was for Halloween that year? And like all the things we did? And like, we went to a World Series game. Like, I don't know. Like, I know. And it's so much because I have to do two of them. And Maxon's is not blank. Thank God. I've done his birth story or his birth letter.
Okay, good.
And I've done pictures. So his are there.
Okay.
So his are different because it shows him in the NICU.
Right.
And,
so you've gotten through the...
I have not done the first birthday or the second birthday, and they're about to be three.
Okay, so I think that these books are really special, and before their third birthday, I challenge you to finish the first and second birthdays for them.
Well, obviously.
But well, now I'm just my trying memories, to set a deadline for
now
you.
Now my memories are getting all, like, mumbo-jumboed, and I don't know, like, what year was what, and Like, they're little things, you know, like, they're funny, you know, isms that they do. And, like, I'm like, shit, did he do that before his first birthday or after?
I dare tell you to not be a perfectionist with this and just to do the best you can.
That is good advice. And that is my issue. I am such a perfectionist and I want all the facts to be correct.
Right.
Because, like, even, like, so, you know, it's, we're like, I don't know if it's fortunate, but, like, when they were born, People Magazine wrote an article about them being born. What? Yeah.
Did I miss that?
So it's on the internet. Yeah. They do this thing where, like, they do, like, celeb births or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's not so much that I'm a celebrity. It's that I'm the co-host with a major celebrity. So it's like, Sissany, Ryan Seacrest's radio co-host.
Right.
You know, gave birth to her twins, blah, blah, blah. And even that story is wrong. They said that, like, that they're named after the grandma or the grandma's in the delivery room. I'm like, first of all,
like, this is not right.
It said, like, Sissany's grandma. And I was like, I don't have a grandma. Like, whatever. It's like, sad. All the facts were wrong. Like, the meaning of the name.
Just get your main facts right in their books so that someday they can say Google is wrong and I'm right. And it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm behind. Man, it just stresses me out. I'm almost to the point where I just want to give up and just don't even do the books. No?
No. Because then, think about
what about
how awesome
for, like,
it'll
the
be.
Next one? Like, if we have another baby, it's like, oh, jeez.
Well.
It's really should not be that hard. Like, I'm complaining about something so stupid, and it should be coming out of the love of my heart, which it truly is, but.
It's because you're kind of a perfectionist. That's all.
And I'm a procrastinator.
You know, so that together is not
great. I was not a great student for that reason. Later on in life, you know, I was a pretty good student until, like, even high school, I kind of, like, faked my way through it. But college? Oh, no. I waited till the last minute to do reports, the last minute to study for exams. Everything was last minute. So... cool. I don't know how we got on that topic, but
me either.
Bedtime has become an interesting dynamic at night. Uh-huh. It's not that big of a deal, you know. It's not that big of a fight usually how it was a few months ago, especially when they were starting to transition to their beds. But Michael and I have been doing our normal routine. We brush teeth, we pick up the book, we go in the bed. I usually read a book to them, like, in the middle of the room, kind of like teacher style, like, hold the book and, like, you know, show them the pictures and read the story. And then they get to pick out a book of their own and they lay in their beds and they read, even though they don't know how to read, but they just sit there and they have quiet time. I leave, Michael comes back, he's the closer, you know, he's the lights out, kisses, all that, good night. Well, lately he hasn't been able to close.
Like, they won't go to sleep?
Like, yeah. And it's Aza. Max, and he's usually, like, he always just lays there and doesn't really put up a fight.
Okay.
But Aza she's just working Michael. And, you know, she just wants another extra kiss, or she doesn't want this blanket. She wants that blanket. And now she wants socks. Now she doesn't want socks. And it's just like, you know, oh, it's always an excuse. And so he comes out all frustrated and she's left screaming in the room. And I'm usually on the couch watching Cobra Kai or something.
Sure. Like, you're like, I did my part.
Yeah.
So.
And so I was like, what is going on? Like, you know, the first night I was like, he's like, I don't know. She's making every excuse. And I'm over it. I'm tired. I had a long day. So she just cried out. So then this turns into, like, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of her. She's not letting up. Like, she's still crying.
Oh.
And I'm like, babe, I'm like, we can't just, like, let her. She's not, you know, it's like, you need to go in and talk to her. Like, you have to just, you can't get frustrated and just slam the door.
Right.
And so I've gone in, and this has happened now repeatedly every night this week. And then some. So even, like, Sunday. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, three, four nights already. Okay. And so I'll go in and all I do is I'm just like, hey, and, like, we're done. Okay. We're done. Take a deep breath. And then she'll blab about something like my monkey and just like whatever. And I'm like, okay, look, daddy's not going to come back. We said our goodnights. We read our books tomorrow. It's a brand new day tomorrow. You know what we can do tomorrow? We can ride our scooters in the backyard. we can paint. You want to paint tomorrow? Yeah. So it's like, you know, just kind of like get her excited for something tomorrow. Like I knew like, right. you know, it's like it's something to look forward to. And it seems to be working. And I come out and I literally just like brush the dirt off my shoulders. And I'm just like, that's how it's done. And I've been doing it now consistently this entire week. So I don't know what the deal is, but she's definitely taking advantage of him and he's letting it get to him. And so.
Right. And that's the problem. But mm-hmm. do you think if he went back in and said, okay, look, we're done.
This I don't know do because
great. I think it would work.
I think he's tried that and. Oh. And I know she does because she's done it with me. And she like, and as soon as we kiss and we give a hug, I'm leaving. And as I'm opening the door, she's like, give me a hug, another hug, another hug. And so, and that's what she does with him. And it's always something, some excuse, but I don't know, like, I don't know what we do differently, honestly, but, and it's a different dynamic, you know, it's like, I have a different relationship with Maxon than he does. And right. he has a different relationship with Aza than I do. And it's totally the father daughter thing. And
yeah,
and, you know, it is what it is, but I don't want to say like nip it in the bud, but like, I'm a little bit more firm and I just feel like I get down to her level and I'm just like, hey, we're done. Okay.
Yeah.
That was good.
Like, I can't mess with mom.
I don't, yeah, maybe. I mean, I feel kind of cool about it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you should feel cool about it.
But we both lay down the law. And Michael lays down the law in a more like stern manner. Like his voice raises sometimes and he's like,
right.
it's just so deep and scary.
Yeah, maybe she just needs a little like gentle.
Yeah.
Law laid mm-hmm. down. Does Maxon, is he asleep by the time you come back in?
No, he's awake, but he's not like. It's
he's almost, not even bothered by you coming back in.
No, I'll still go over there and I'll give him another kiss and
okay.
tell him I love him and all that. But yeah, he's almost like, it's almost like he's like, look, he's like, I know she's got a lot on her plate right now with Aza, so I'm chill. Like, I don't need to
so
rock
I'll just
the boat
let her
anymore.
Have that one.
Yeah, like, I don't know. But
are you having a hard time getting Maxon to go to sleep for a while?
Yeah, he's still a little bit of a struggle for naps. Nap time. Okay. So nap time's different because there's not much of a routine with nap time because it varies day to day based on who's available. Mm-hmm. So we have our nanny Monday through Friday, which is great. And for the majority of the time, she puts them to bed. And they are completely different with her than they are with me and completely different than they are with Michael. And so she cannot say, okay, it's nap time, turn off the lights, go to bed, close the door, and leave. Like, she has to be in there and, like, literally, like, pat their backs until they fall asleep.
Oh,
otherwise, and this is, like, an hour-long process, and sometimes they're really energized, and Maxon will be jumping off the bed, and, like, they push their limits with her because they know that
right.
she's not going to raise her voice, and she's not going to yell at them like we do.
Right.
You know, we're mom and dad, so, like, we don't...
Right.
put up with this crap. And so I, on the weekends, I always tell her, and I was just like, you know, I'm like, when it's the weekends, I put them in, I turn off the light, and then they sometimes cry for a little bit and then they go to bed. And so she's going to start, she did that yesterday and she's like, yeah, I'm like, Aza cried for like 20 minutes and then eventually they just fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was like, just do that because your sanity is important as well. Because otherwise
right.
it's like dragged out.
Are they still napping? So they still nap every single day?
Yeah. Every day. It's rare. I would say like maybe once a week, Maxon will really fight it. And it's like no to the point of no return. Like Aza's already been asleep for an hour and he's still not asleep. So then I'll just take him out.
Yeah, you're like,
and
forget
then, it. And be like, okay, fine. But if I do that, I make him sit in the playroom and I close the blinds in there and I make it dark and cozy. And he just watches a little TV in there and he's not allowed to get up off the couch until Aza wakes up from her nap. So
like, you need to relax.
Yeah. So he's just, I mean, not that like he's super relaxed because his brain's still stimulated by whatever he's watching, but he's
right.
just sitting there.
When does napping end?
I mean, I think the dream is like five.
Five?
The longer the kids can nap, the better. It's so beneficial for their brain and like it's they need sleep. Like kids need to sleep.
I get it. I nap
that's
too.
How their brain develops. So I would love for them to continue to nap through until they get to kindergarten.
Yeah.
Because
I guess
even
like
if
in
they
preschool,
go to,
you have nap time.
In preschool, you still have quiet time or nap time. You have to like lay on your mat.
Have I ever told you about how my mom owned a preschool and I went there and I hated napping as a kid. And so I would get up and I would walk into her office and she'd be like, no, you have to be like the other kids. You have to go nap. So I'd end up laying on my cot so unhappy.
I hated napping too. I remember always just laying there awake and never being asleep. And I was like, how do these kids just sleep?
Must be nice.
Yeah. So we'll see how that goes when they start preschool potentially this fall. God willing. We'll see how this pandemic pans out. So yeah, they're still napping. And then other than that, I feel like it's been a very mellow week aside from Maxon accidentally hitting Michael in his Jules region.
With what?
So it was like, it was just like the colliding of the perfect storm. Like that just, you didn't see coming until it was too late. So Michael has this like tendency to, like if I'm watching, so we're really into Cobra Kai this week. Okay. We were like, we're almost done with it. We're on season 3, which is the last season that's new. And I'm watching on the couch and Michael has this tendency to be like walking around the house and doing whatever. And then he gets sucked into the TV and then he stands right in front of the TV, like blocks my view, like just has no regard for the surroundings, you know, around him. And and so then I'm like, hello, can you move? Like every time I have to remind him that he's like blocking my view. And so I was like, hey, can you move? And so as I said that, he goes to move. He steps right. Maxon was coming in hard left, just that didn't see each other. And Maxon was like running because they run everywhere. Kids don't walk. Like you tell them to go somewhere, they run everywhere they go. So Maxon just starts running like a bull directly into Mike, like into Michael. And Michael turned around and Maxon's little hand, I guess, just punched him right in the nuts. And so Michael falls to the ground. They both collide. It was like this, bah! Like
they, like they both went down.
I watched it all happen, and I saw Maxon's little head. Like he almost got whiplash from how impactful like the it was. And I was concerned for Maxon's head because he fell to the ground, but like he didn't hit his head on the ground. He stopped himself with his hands, but. And then Michael was just down. Like, I didn't see anything. I just heard him, like, moaning. And so he's moaning, and clearly he's hurt, and I know he's hurt. I didn't realize it was his, you know, man area. And so I thought he was being a little overdramatic, truly. But Maxon didn't, I think because Michael was screaming so loud, Maxon didn't cry.
Maxon was like, I messed that guy up.
Maxon looked at him out of pure fear and was just like, wait, like he's like, I'm hurt. Like this hurt me. Why is daddy crying? Like type of situation. And then you could see that like moment of just processing for Maxon. And then all of a sudden he like just started crying and he got so scared. I think he was just scared. Like it wasn't so much that he was hurt, but he got scared because I'm like, Michael, I'm like, you scared the whole family. Like, I was even scared. He's like, well, I got hit another. It hurts so bad. Blah, blah, blah. You scared
him. I should not be laughing this hard, but that is kind of hilarious.
I know. It kind of is.
How long did he just stay on the floor?
No, it was fine. He didn't stay on the floor for that long. I mean, maybe 30 seconds. It was enough for Maxon to get scared that like something was wrong. And so Maxon runs and we're like, Maxon, it's okay. And so then Michael had to be like, Maxon, I'm fine. Come give daddy a hug. We're okay. We're okay. And he's like, okay, daddy. Okay. Like, yeah. So it was just a lot. Maxon gets scared really easily. Like it's just, I mean, I guess both kids do. They hate the blender. They hate loud noises. They hate surprises and bangs and things like that. I was trying to like, I have to water this like grass area of where the dogs are, where they pee and they poo or whatever. Yeah. And it's artificial grass. So like if you don't water it like every couple days, like it starts to smell. So I know it's pain. That's the whole thing. Anyways, and then we had real grass at one point, but because they peed and pooed on it so much, it would just died.
Yeah.
So this is the only other option, which is fine if you stay on top of it. So I turned on I dragged the hose out, left it there, and went to go turn it on, but didn't realize that the nozzle on it was already open. So as soon as I turned the water on, the hose went like, phew, and like made a huge flying sound around. And started flying and wetting everything. And it scared Maxon so much. It was just like, he ran like there was an earthquake. Like, he was just like,
This kid's going to be afraid of hoses.
And I was like, are you okay? He's like, I'm scared. They just, you know, they're kids. I'm still scared of everything. Like, you can't, I jump if I hear a noise. Like, Michael will be coming around the hallway and I'll jump. He's like, yeah. I live here. I was like,
same thing with my roommates. I'll walk into the kitchen and not know one of them's in there and I jump. Yeah. So,
maybe it's an Aries thing. So, yeah, that happened last night. I'm sure he's doing fine. Excuse me.
Wow.
I need some water. It's hard to talk a lot. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back with your questions. You know, this is the year to get the career you want. The career you want. Just think about that sentence for a little bit. Not the career you, like, think you're supposed to have or the one that is getting you by right now. Like, think about, like, the career you want. At American Career College, you can train to be a medical assistant in as little as 9 months. That's right. 9 months. You can enroll now and you can earn your diploma in 9 months. Get hands-on, real-world experience to prepare you for this essential healthcare role. Financial aid and scholarships are available to those who qualify. You can get started. Schedule that virtual tour at americancareercollege.edu. That's americancareercollege.edu or call 855-ACC today. 855-ACC-TODAY. ACC cannot guarantee employment.
You want to do some questions?
Yeah, I need you to talk for a little bit because, like,
okay,
I'm losing my
too
voice.
Much. You just have three short ones. Elizabeth wants to know where you got those fruit toys from. You showed Aza a video of Aza cutting.
Those,
I mean, not actually cutting, but
those fruit toys have been a major hit.
Yes,
the kids like slicing stuff, which is kind of scary. They have this, right. Like, they have a Play-Doh set and it came with like a slicer knife, you know?
Right, right.
And they can sit there forever and just keep chopping Play-Doh like over and over and over again. And I was like, should I be concerned?
No.
So I knew she would like this. And I think it's important to buy them their own toys that, like, mm-hmm. this is yours. And, you know, either one of them has to ask to borrow it. To an extent, though, because Aza does not like to share, which is start when I'm starting to become concerned about.
Well, you're helping her learn.
Yeah, but, like, we're not successful. Like, Maxon, but it's funny because we got Maxon, like, a jack-in-the-box monkey. It's like you turn the little thing. Like, and it's like, pop!
Yeah.
And she loves to play with that. And then she always tells me, like, look, when I see her playing with one of Max's toys, she's like, Max is sharing and Aza is sharing. And I was like, oh, okay, you're sharing your fruit toys. And she's like, we'll give the monkey back to Maxon. She does not want to share her stuff. And I'm trying to, like, explain to her. I'm like, you're going to need to share when you go to school and you have friends. I'm like, there's these two girls that live across the street. I was like, what if they come over one day and, like, they want to play with your toys? You have to share. And she was just like, no.
She's like, I share everything else. What are you talking about?
And maybe there's some psychology to that because, yeah. She's a twin. And so she freaking shared a womb. So who knows? Anyways, the fruit toys we got at this amazing toy store, and we went to Santa Monica for our anniversary.
Oh, that's another question.
Oh.
Where'd you go for your anniversary?
Nice. So we went to Santa Monica for our anniversary this over the weekend, just one night at a hotel. It was like with ocean view, so relaxing. Beautiful. Everything shut down here in Los Angeles, so all they had was room service, which was great. So we did room service.
We talked last week. Did you end up getting dressed up at all?
Hell no. I did bring like a jumpsuit. Like a really comfy cotton jumpsuit. Okay. Like, couldn't be more comfortable of a jumpsuit. And no, I still.
No.
Honestly, I ended up being more dressed up in the outfit that I was currently wearing than I would have been probably if I put that jumpsuit on. But.
Okay.
Yeah, no. We just, like, you know, hung out and then put pajamas on and We left the room once to go watch the sunset, and then the next morning to go on a walk before we checked out. And I wanted to get the kids something, but it's such a small boutique-y hotel that like we needed to go to like a store or something to find like a souvenir, which is funny to say because we were in Santa Monica.
Right. Like not far from home, but still.
Yeah. So I Googled toy store. I think I Googled souvenirs or toy store. Anyways, Acorn. It's called Acorn Toy Store. Let me double check. It's in Santa Monica and they sell like unique throwbacky authentic toys. Like, they almost sell zero plastic in that store. So you will find, there was no plastic toys. And it was all wooden.
It's like all the wooden toys.
Wooden toys, dress-up clothes, princess dresses, capes for boys.
Cute.
Costumes. And like play kitchens, dollhouses, things like that. It was a really cool store. And I found that fruit because they have a play kitchen. So I was like, oh, this would be cute to add to their kitchen. Right now they have a bunch of like plastic fruits and plastic food in that in their kitchen. And I want to like replace it all with wooden stuff. I just think it's better for the environment.
And
obviously.
They Velcro together, right? Those fruits, that's how they can cut them.
So they do. They Velcro together. Let me see. I mean, right now, if I just Google like a Velcro play wooden fruit, see if it comes up. Yeah, look, here it is. It's called Wooden Veggie Set. Pottery Barn sells it, Nordstrom. So you got to get a little bougie. Bye bye, baby. Yeah, it's called the Wooden Fruit Set. So I would Google that. You can probably find it at one of those stores. She loves it. I just need to get better with her sharing it. So that's
one step at a time.
I know, exactly.
And then our last question is from Rachel, and she asked what brand the little pedal bike is that I think Aza was riding, and where did you find it?
That little pedal bike is a tricycle. It's a Harley Davidson Fisher-Price trike that my brother got Aza for Christmas.
Very cute. Really what did funny. Did Maxon get a matching one, or what is?
No, he got Maxon. He got Max in these like dinosaur trucks. It was like a set of dinosaur trucks.
Oh, nice. Dinosaur trucks. Cool.
I know. So, yeah. And it was very funny because when they opened them up, I actually let them open up those gifts for my brother on Christmas Eve. So it wasn't like they had other toys to really play with. And I think Max and at first was just like, why did she get this dope ass trike? And I got like
a Harley Davidson tricycle. What?
It's funny because it's just so boyish, but he got it for Aza because Aza's kind of like a thug, you know? She's right. She totally runs the show. so, no, yeah, that's what it is. And it's $50 on Amazon. I'm looking up right now for you.
There you go.
Oh, that was it?
Yep, that's it. Not a ton of questions today. So,
well, thanks, guys. Enjoy the rest of your inauguration day.
True.
Red, white, and blue. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can always hit us up on DMs. Erica Shea with 3 A's.
That's right. And what
on
is
Instagram.
Yours?
I'm Sissany. Sissanie. Right. That's going to do it for me. I'm officially brain dead. Okay.
Okay, cool. We'll see you next time.
Okay, bye.